Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW.
It's a Mesiro Monday. Dr. Greg Lunsford across from me on mic number two. I'm on mic number one, John Hansen here. We're talking about kind of the generational rift of how things are different than they used to be. Tale as old as time, but when it comes to finances, things have really changed. We talked about how kids these days end up living with their parents a little bit longer, do a lot of pressures, cost of housing, changing careers, et cetera, et cetera. Talked about how our kids are getting married later, buying houses later, having kids later, having less kids often as well, how that changes the thing. Let's talk about funding education, because that's a mate. When you talked about the pillars of life, that was like step number six of what parents wanted to do, fund their education for their kids. What about this generation that's now kind of going through this similar thing?
Well, funding education is becoming increasingly more difficult simply because the cost of education will go up twice as much as the overall inflation rate.
Mm-hmm.
So
just like housing.
So if you think getting eggs is difficult, imagine doubling that when it comes to the cost of education and making it unattainable. So actually 70% of parents are concerned about funding their children's education, and the cost of education from 2000 to 2022 went up twice the amount of the CPI,
mm-hmm.
the Consumer Price Index,
yep.
right? So how do we solve for this? Well, first of all, I think this goes back to my always saying families need to have conversations together, right? Well, and I always encourage people to start early, use the tax advantage vehicles like 529 plans and things like that, because you need every dollar that you can get an advantage on, because this is so expensive. However, families need to really sit down and set reasonable expectations with their children about how to get educated. And not only that, set reasonable expectations about what is expected of them in the college process.
Are we talking about, like, when you're saying, just have a frank conversation about what school may be best for them, if school is best for them, those things that, you know, when I was growing up, it was, you're going to college, I don't care, right?
Right.
And now, like, what major are you going to choose that isn't just what you want to do for 4 years, but what you want to do for 40 afterwards?
That's exactly right. Let's not go to college for the sake of going to college.
Right.
Let's go to college because that's really the career choice and the vocation you've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is not, let's be honest about that. And because there are great careers that can happen if you go to trade school. There are great careers that can happen if you go into the military. There are great paths to great careers. You know, I have nieces that have done both, and I'm proud of all of them.
Or kids that go to a junior college for a year or two to kind of sort out what they want to do.
And not only that, there are a lot of good junior colleges that are feeders into some very elite universities. So save yourself a few bucks the first couple of years.
Shout out to College of DuPage. That's
absolutely
the one I know for sure.
Absolutely.
And I think that is the stigma of that is, I hope, going away a little bit. Just because, again, it was, I grew up in the suburbs. I was told I was going to college no matter what. That was what was happening. The thought of going to college at DuPage was not an option for me. I would never thought that would be even a thing. Nowadays, I think kids are having more frank conversations about that and understanding the money about it.
Right. So, you know, a couple things. I mentioned using 529 plans. I mentioned starting early. But, you know, and also be intentional about scholarships. There are a large number of scholarships that go unanswered every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. I actually work through volunteer efforts with an organization that issues a scholarship every year. They had 10 applicants last year.
Crazy. People think, but I don't think people apply for them because they'll say, I'll never get it.
One, I'll never get it, or that's 6 essay questions and it's $500. But if you do that 50 times, that adds up. And so then you turn around, you read a magazine about how some kid got $1 million in scholarships. Well, it wasn't like they got $1 million scholarship. They treated this with like a job, and were very intentional and applied for anything and everything.
Pay for their whole college. There's a lot of stories like that.
Pay for their whole college experience. And so, and then also have a conversation about the best deal versus the brand. I mean, we're so locked into these brands of school, but there are a lot of great places you can get a great education, right? And like you said, towards the end, moving from that junior college to the four-year school that might be the brand that you want, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with using a GI Bill. There's nothing wrong with going the traditional route. Just be mindful of the amount of debt. And then we also have to talk to our students about how to set themselves up after they finish school. Because sometimes people will go to school and then they put themselves in the position because nobody ever told them, hey, they're going to offer you the credit card first day when you get on campus. You're going to see the credit card leaflet.
For a frisbee,
they're going to have you fill that out before you, and you can say no.
Right.
Amazing. And it's not free money.
Right.
And you have to send more in than $20 a month. And so we don't want to come in these situations where they finally get out on their own. And this is one of the reasons why kids are living at home longer is they're buried in student and consumer debt.
Let's talk about the last one, retirement.
Retirement.
Getting later and later, ain't it?
It's getting later and later. And the good news is we're living longer, so we have a little bit more time to deal with it, but we can't prolong it. And we talked about all these other life events, like buying the first home or helping with children or funding education. Oftentimes, we start putting those as priorities over ourselves, and then we get to the end and we're not able to fund our own retirement. So what I would say is, you know, have this family talk. And the best solution is one that works for everyone, with you coming first. And so my personal belief, and this is just my personal belief, the best gift we can give our kids is not to be a liability to them.
Right. Agreed.
Right. And so where I see the most financial strain is when we get to this point where your kids get sandwiched because they got young kids and now they have to take care of you.
Right.
Now.
With their time and sometimes their money.
And that's going to be a stress on their personal relationships in their household,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think you'd be better off saying, you don't have to worry about me. So, for instance, I was having a conversation with one client, and she has two kids, and she wanted to help one of her children because there were some medical issues. And she says, I got to be fair to the other one, so I'm going to give them some money so it's fair. Not necessarily.
I'm going to be fair about some
right?
things. Yeah.
This is a medical emergency, right? And there's nothing wrong with giving gifts on both sides. But my thing is, the second gift may have caused a situation where you may have had to financially later come back to them and say, you know,
I need some money, right? That money I gave you?
We don't want to be in those situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, the retirement thing is a whole different ballgame these days. Right. And as we said earlier, I think on episode one of the podcast, aren't the pensions there used to be, right? The three-legged stool isn't quite the model anymore.
Not anymore where you have the pension, your 401k, and whatever equity you have in your home. You just don't have all those to fall back on. And so what I would say is I'm reiterating things that me and my colleagues at Mesereau have said in the past, but they remain to be true. Hey, you know, pay yourself first. Every payday, put something away. It sounds like a little bit, it looks like a little bit, but it adds up over time. The power of compounding is very great. And the earlier you start, the more of it you'll benefit from. Do some financial planning. If you don't have a good understanding of how these things work, get a professional to come in and help you understand those things. Avoid consumer debt when you can. As much as possible.
As much as possible.
Right? As much as possible. Anything you're paying for prevents you from saving for the other thing and getting out of the game or either being able to transition from the game on the terms you want to transition out on. Take advantage of whatever your employer offers you in terms of a 401k match, a 403b match, a 457 plan, anything that's tax advantage, and anything that somebody is willing to be your partner with and stick some money in other than you.
well said. And let's show some grace to the younger kids. And kids out there, show some grace to your parents. Everyone grew up at different times.
Absolutely.
1-877-MESEROW. Greg, it's been a fun month. Dr. Lunsford, I know we'll see you again soon, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, John.
If you want Greg's help or anyone over at Mesereau, 1-877-MESEROW, Mesereau.com. That's MESIROW.com. Chat with you all in September. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesereau advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesereau at 877-MESIROW.